Yeah, did that wake you up? Yes, this is Generation Annihilation. My name's Andy.
And it's Aaron over here. I don't have to do any work today because all the work is being done by you.
Yeah, Aaron tricked me into doing the show today. I'm just kidding. I love doing it.
I'm a tricky kind of guy.
Tricky guy. Yeah, that was a band from Finland called Uliset Sit. I don't know how you say that. The song was called...
What's playing in the background?
Was something playing in the background? I don't know. Nothing's on. Oh, maybe this thing. Let me turn that down. There we go. Is it over now?
I think so.
Yeah. Sorry, glitchy there. But and what's the album called? I'm not sure. I didn't write that down. But yeah, Uliset Sit from Finland. That was great D-beat hardcore. And that was brand new for 2017. So that just came out.
Cool.
That sounded like 85, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Sounded like Malacca or something.
Yeah. Where have I been? I didn't play that release this year. I didn't even know about it.
I found that on an iTunes, so I was just browsing around and I found it. That's good, so I bought it. Okay, now we're going to a band from Chile. They are called Rabia. We're going to hear a tune called Bipolar here on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah! should say, cause I believe in anarchy. I'm not afraid. And I'm not ashamed.
Nothing like a little bit of Exploited on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, kind of disappointing, Andy. I thought you'd play "Fuck the Mods" with the with that Jingle Bells theme at the start. But
I know I've got some Christmas tunes coming up later, though. So
all right, well, you can't go wrong with a bit of Exploited from the Barmy Army 7-inch EP. I Believe in Anarchy.
I Believe in Anarchy. Okay.
Yeah.
Before that, Bastard Hammer did "Live Large, Die Fat." I like that tune.
Oh yeah. What about? I never heard of that band.
There's a split up with. I can't remember what the split is. There's a problem with doing things on iTunes, right? Because you don't always...
I wouldn't know, Andy. I never do anything on iTunes.
I know I do.
Well, no, I do things on iTunes, but nothing related to this show. I'd be lying if I said I only played vinyl and CDs, but yeah, I don't do the iTunes thing.
I'm kind of anal. I like having everything ready to go, you know?
But right.
I rip some of my albums to MP3 and then put them in iTunes. But
what, the covers? You ripped them up?
Yeah, I rip them up. I throw them in the garbage. Before
And did you burn? Did you burn some CDs while you were at it? Ha ha.
Yeah, ha ha. I destroyed them. Before Bastard Hammer, we had Fane, local band
from Nine Charge Tracks. That's from. If you've listened to Generation Annihilation in the year 2017, you heard a lot of Fane. Yeah, this is one of the better releases that's come out. You're playing some good new releases, so yeah, that's cool. This is one of that we haven't played on the show, but This is one of the ones that has had lots of airplay. Good that you've caught on.
Thank you.
Yep.
Before that, we had a band from Toronto, a 2001 release called, I forget what it's called, a band called Fuck Knuckles. We heard a tune called Slow Death Through Alcohol. Aaron wouldn't know anything about that this year.
No, it's been Slow Death Through Mental Insanity this year.
Yeah, because you can't drink the...
Yeah.
I quit drinking, 5 years before, so...
Yep. How was the first year?
It was pretty tough. I used to smoke cigarettes, and that kind of took the edge off.
Okay.
I didn't smoke a lot, but it was like when I really wanted to drink,
well,
I'd have a couple smokes.
Now I've just continued with my usual use of caffeine and sugar, and that doesn't help anything.
No, that makes you worse, doesn't it?
Well, stays the same. But.
And before that band from Chile called Rabia we heard by Polar. That's a pretty cool band.
Yeah.
Fast hardcore from Chile. I think that's the first band I ever played from Chile. At least,
cool.
At least in... Generation Annihilation. I think I might play some metal bands on power chord. But
yeah, I'm watching you do the board and do this stuff. I'm watching you. I'm watching you kind of scramble. It's been a while since you've done Generation Annihilation, eh?
About a year ago, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot easier playing songs that are 5 minutes than songs that are sometimes 50 seconds, right?
Yeah, well, some of these are like under a minute. So.
Yeah.
But I've done power chord. But there, in power chord, you got lots of time to, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 minute songs, so you can just take a nap. Okay, we're going to go to another local band. I don't think they're together anymore. System Shit.
No, they're not local anymore either. Well, they might be going. D-Rock moved back to Nova Scotia,
yeah.
And he's probably got it going again in Nova Scotia. But yeah, the mighty D-Rock. Jeez, haven't thought of him for a while.
He hasn't been on Facebook for ages.
No.
But yeah, we're going to hear something. You can get this on Bandcamp. Just search for System Shit. This is their Vancouver recordings. Here we go.
With Otis on guitar.
Yeah, here we go with Sellout on Generation Annihilation. You're the best.
Confusion, no one is. From your opinion, so much more exciting.
It's all alive
when you don't put it.
On their village green, fish and chips got saved the queen. Red wine boxes, cup of tea, they're gonna need their chair by the sea. This is England. This is England. This is England. Green and pleasant land. We gave new culture to the world. Feel the noise, boys, grab the girls. Punk rock is casual, straight and tense. Modern rockers, all skinheads. This is England. This is England. This is England. A green and pleasant land. Tension breaks in eight. Jobless took him up down estates. Drugs and guns corrupt MPs. Big Brother spies, CCTV. Is this England? Is this England? Is this England? Enough said, President.
America, come back to me. To me.
Big in those tunes. That was a band called Coldside. I'm trying to figure out what album it is because I didn't. Okay, well, Outcast Thugs and Something. No, it's actually called Fuck Your System. It's coming out in January of 2018.
Oh yeah, what label's putting that one out?
It's Rebellion Records, I believe. I was trying to find out my
from Holland. Yeah, you played a few out of Rebellion Records there.
Yeah, and before that, also on Rebellion, B Squadron did a tune called This Is England.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Like, yeah, you can definitely hear the British patriotism in that song, but then you followed with a track all about, American imperialism, oppression. I don't know. Same label, too.
Yep. And before that, B Squadron, we had Heartcell doing Toe This Line. That is off a CD called Subculture Criminals. And that either is coming out or just came out. I can't remember right now. I tried to find. I had an email with all the information. Now it's disappeared. But it's all like promo stuff.
Isn't all this technology supposed to help you?
It's supposed to, but I think he's removed them already, so I can't see the information on it. Before that, we had a band from England called Termite TV off a demo. Termite TV demo. We heard Product of My Society. I love that song. Before that, you can find that on Bandcamp, by the way. And it's free. Poison Idea did The Big Lie off Calling All Ghosts, which is an EP that just came out this year.
Yeah, the song came out last year. You know, I didn't even know it was an EP, you know. Where have I been?
I don't know. I don't know how I can miss a Poison Idea release.
Yeah, well, Poison Idea are now defunct. Well, probably has something to do with the fact that, I don't know, maybe I wasn't looking for it. Maybe
since they broke up.
Maybe, they broke up again this year. But, the last few Poison Idea records, I've just been listening to them once or twice and throw them in the pile. Doesn't mean they're bad records, but it just means maybe I'm just not so into them anymore.
Like, how many years ago did Pig Champion die?
Oh, geez, that was...
a decade already?
Longer than that. Geez, I'd say early 2000s, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the B-Squadron LP is called, actually...
Mid-2000s. Yeah, they put out that... I'd say probably about 10 years. Yeah, about a decade. Yeah. Is that what you originally said?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you were right. They put out that latest will and testament release in 2006, 2007, and he was on it.
I forgot to mention that Sons of Tigers is the name of that B-Squadron release. It'll be out in January as well on Rebellion. And before Poison Idea, we had System Shit doing a tune called Sellout, and you find that on Bandcamp. Bandcamp's wonderful, isn't it?
Yep.
Especially when you find bands that are no longer around and... A lot of them have all their stuff on there, so their tunes. Now we're going to another Rebellion Records release. It is a band called DDC. Have you heard of them?
Nope.
This stands for
Drink. I guess I'm about to hear them, though.
Drink and Destroy Crew. And we're going to hear a tune called Comply or Die. And let's play it. And, of course, what's after that? Then we're going to hear some Christmas tunes after that.
Okay, yeah, cool. I like how you mix... You know, you doing the show, you're not as set oriented. It's kind of cool.
I used to be, but I was.
Well, no, it's cool. I like it.
I used to be kind of OCD about it, but then I started mixing them all up, and.
But now you're doing a tune. You're playing a one song of something, and then you're playing a set of Christmas songs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Actually, that should have been in the last set, but well, that's okay.
Oh well. There's no rules up here, is there?
Nope.
Well, there are, but not with what we play.
Here we go, DDC with Comply or Die.
You serve your own interests. You protected yourself too. You question. question their authority, it won't do you any good. Attacked by a so-called peacekeeper in your own neighborhood. Hands behind your head, face down on the ground. Stop resisting now. Comply or die, now you must submit. Comply or die, you'll cross a piece of shit. This is new. In the year 2016 alone, nearly 1,000 people were shot and killed by police officers in the United States of America. The land of the free, the home of the oppressed. This doesn't include countless others brutally beaten, sometimes fatally. Nearly 1,000 lives abruptly ended before their time. Mothers, fathers, sons and daughters, family ripped apart and destroyed by the people sworn to protect those very lives. The difference is, now we see you. The world sees you, motherfuckers. Hands behind your head, face down on the ground. Stop resisting now. Comply or die, now you must submit. Comply or die. You'll press a piece of shit. Comply or die, now you must submit. Comply or die, you'll press a piece of shit. Kids, how we got by. Like Christmas time in our house, we couldn't afford a fire, but we got by in our house. Back then when I was young, Dad used to suck a peppermint and we'd all sit round his tongue. We didn't have no tinsel on our Christmas tree, so we just wheeled old Granddad in and made the old cunt sneeze. Wheeling round the other side, Granny. Well, time goes so fucking fast. I've got kids now on my own, and I heard them unwrap their presents last night when I got home. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking boy? I ran up to the summer jack, there's nothing more to like. I wrote your fucking letter, I've come to see you twice. You geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? If I wanted a pair of fucking socks, I would have fucking asked. Pink on Sam Campbell's suit, stick right up your ass. When I'm up, my order up, it's enough to make you spew. But it's not just me that's crying, my sister's pissed off too. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking plan? You promised me, you fucking cunt, you know who I am. Cause I'm a little girl, you mate, sit right on your hand. Never mind your ho, 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 where's my fucking plan? I'm gonna see him, gonna punch him in the gut. Turn his fucking reindeer and kick Rudolph in the nuts. Just you wait till next year, we come through that store. Me and my little sister come running through that door. Just check his breath, watch his bloodshot eyes. Don't listen to him, boys and girls, he's a fucking lawyer. This ain't a pervert, no he fucking blew it. That fucking wanker forgot my fucking boy. Santa Claus, you cunt, where's my fucking boy? I ran back to the summer jam, there's nothing more I like. I wrote your fucking letter, I'll come and see you twice. You geriatric wanker, where's my fucking boy? Gonna tell my dad on you. You punch the fucking lights out, cunt. Boy, so mommy's fucking Santa Claus. And our neighbor, Miss Old Town, last night.
Ah, You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Mm-hmm. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you are at.
On the 25th of December, when the angels sing with glee, as far back as I remember, 'twas a special time for me. For down in the slums, all the skid row bums bring out their Lysol to cheer. And those wonderful kids at the orphanage all cry, 'cause Santa's near. On the 25th of December, the prisons are filled with love, and daddies line the food banks and hope they have enough. The quadriplegics say a prayer and racists curb their hate. The festive season's here again, so let's all celebrate.
It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. What a bike, such joy, what a bloody crime. All the presents wrapped up nice, they're under the string in the mind, mind, mind. Santa Claus is coming to your town, lay your head back and open it, and God bless. Lots of fun is goes around, give it to children, he's the less. Underneath the Christmas tree, all the presents are covered with fresh pets. Not very many more shopping to go, hey, get your hands off my cousin. It's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. What a bike, such joy, what a bloody crime. I'm so glad they miss on Earth. I eat happy, happy, happy. Christmas time, it's Christmas time. What a bite of joy, what a bloody crime. All that glitter wrapped up nice and under that string of their mind.
All the people that I miss for my Christmas shopping list will have to think again,
'cause last year I got nothing from them.
beating you, boy.
Not happy in my work, I guess.
What?
I just don't like to make toys.
No, well, if that's all. What? You don't like to make toys?
No.
Herbie doesn't like to make toys. Now listen, you. You're an elf. And elves make toys. Now get to work.
Never can retire 'cause they never grow old. I was in the workshop, I was a toy.
soil. I was making sure every kid will be spoiled. Never get a break, but they never complain. I was on the front line, hours of pain. I was shedding blood from assembling the trains. Never can retire because they never grow old.
Hell to the North Pole.
Kids in the Black Hole. Oh, I mean, Elves of the North Pole. That is Angry Snowmans from Victoria, British Columbia. Did they play in Vancouver? I know they played in Seattle, and they played in Victoria.
Yeah, they played. They played here a few Fridays ago.
Oh, really?
At SBC.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw them listing for that. Elves of the North
Pole. Not that
Pole.
You would make it out for that. How far away from you are you from the city?
Well, with good traffic, I'm making an hour, but usually it's not good traffic, so. That was off their 2013 release, What We Do Is Festive. I think it was 2013. And before that, we had them, Angry Snowmans, doing Building Toys. Which cover was that of SNFU?
Broken Toy.
Broken Toys, that's it. Broken Toys. Angry Snowmans was the album, so it was self-titled. And if you want to check them out, go to bandcamp.angrysnowmans.com. Gee, I wonder where they got their name. That's a pretty clever name, actually.
One of your favorite bands.
The Spores did Xmas Jeers. That's off their compilation CD, News Weather Spores.
On Sudden Death Records. And we go back with it. I saw the first show I ever saw was with the Spores, 1987 in March. And we saw the Spores' last ever show, too.
At the Plaza.
Yeah, and that was what year?
89?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm testing you.
Yeah, I remember it was Ian from... Curious George told us about that Spores were playing that night, remember?
Yeah, when we saw DOA down at the Paramount.
Good old New West, where all the punks are moving to lately, it seems like.
There's been a few. Chris Walter being the most notable.
Yeah.
That guy was, I thought he'd live to the very end, and he's fan, but nope, didn't happen. He bought, though, so, yeah.
Yeah, because my apartment I owned in Vancouver probably worth, what, $400K now or something?
At least,
yeah.
Which I almost bought for
$80,000.
Jeez,
that's what I sold it for, $80,000.
Well, I didn't pay too much more for mine, but if you knew now what you knew then, would you have?
Oh, would have held on to it.
Yeah,
it was a no rental building, but there's ways around it. But I was I'll just sell it. Like, who knew? There's no way to know that. Before that, we had.
I remember. Going back to that. At that time, you couldn't even give away a condo practically.
No, they're hard to sell. We were asking like 90 something, almost 100, and we sold it for 80. We lost money. We still owed money on our mortgage. But anyways, and then we bought a house in Abbotsford for $190,000. The house is probably worth about $600,000 now. If I wish I had that house. UK Subs did Hey Santa Claus off a punk rock compilation, Christmas compilation. And DDC did a song called Comply or Die off a new CD called United and Conquer on Rebellion Records.
All right, and if you don't know, you've been listening to Generation Annihilation for the last hour and a bit with Andy hosting and me sitting in the co-host chair. He's on mic one, I'm on mic two. We've got Power Chord coming up next. Yeah.
And since I played that SNFU kind of cover by Angry Snowmans, I thought I'd play one SNFU song, and I didn't realize Aaron played some last week, but hey, you can never have enough SNFU.
You're not playing the same song.
No. Well, maybe I should.
Just what rule book are you looking at now?
I'm looking at the rule book right here. SNFU, She's Not on the Menu is the song.
No, I thought you'd play the original of...
Yeah, I was going to, but okay. Whatever. I was drunk when I made this playlist. Here we go, SNFU. She's not on the menu, she's not on the menu.
is Charlie Harbour from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Surprisingly good. That came out in 2013. That's Bad Religion with Past Is Dead off the CD True North. I think that's the year they put out that cheesy Christmas album.
No idea.
It was horrible. That was horrible. And we started off with SNFU.
What was wrong with it?
It's actually all Christmas tunes. It's not even parodies or anything.
Oh, they weren't good?
May as well listen to Andy Williams or something. I don't know.
Don't know Andy Williams. I know you, though.
Perry Como.
Yeah.
Dean Martin.
Okay.
Like, there we go.
Yeah, those names ring bells. Those names I'm well aware of.
Stuff you hear in the malls.
Yeah.
SNFU, She's Not on the Menu. And we're going to leave off with one track. It might bleed into Power Chord. Hope
the
next
one. She's Not on the Menu from the Anoa and Wanted to Play record going back to 1985?
84. Yeah. I bought it in 85, so. No, I bought it in 86.
Okay. I think that's when I bought my first SNFU. I bought it in 87.
I beat you.
Yeah. You sure did. You beat me by 2 years by seeing in your first show too,
really?
Which was 1985, right?
Yeah. Okay, let's end off with a band called Husker Du. This is going back.
I've heard of them. Yeah, rest in peace, Grant Hart, one of the many musicians that left us in the year 2017.
Yeah, it was a bad year. This is off there.
Yeah, all these years, these years aren't getting any better for all these musicians that are still going and kicking that were around in the heyday, but
especially when you know, some of them live pretty hard too.
Okay, rock and roll is hard.
Husker Du, this is going back to 85. It's New Day Rising.
Yeah, I thought you'd play one of their something off the new box set that came out. But yeah, if you listen to Generation Nothing, Generation Annihilation in the year 2017, yeah, we did the big spotlight on Husker Du. Not even a fan of all their stuff, but yeah, did a good one. So yeah, speaking of 2017, next Saturday will be the final episode of Generation Annihilation for the year 2017. So I'll probably be playing all 2017 releases unless I decide to do that next one. So yeah, thanks, Andy. Thanks for doing this show.
You're welcome.
All right.
I might not be able to play the whole song because we're bleeding in the power cord.
Oh, well, what are they going to do?
What's the next one going to do? Kick my ass?
Yeah. No, what are you going to do for being late in the power cord?
Yeah, you're doing
power.
Myself.
You're doing power cord as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Husker Du with I Don't Know What You're Talking About, Aaron.
Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.
Can't get there. I don't know. I don't know. Jim's house and talking.